Hello everyone, Stuart Watson here, and this is just a brief introduction to tee up a bonus mini pod for you. On Sunday night, I attended the EFL Awards at the swanky Grosvenor House Hotel on Park Lane, West London, where it was a good night for Ipswich Town. Kieran McKenna, Scoop Championship Manager of the Year, never in doubt. Wes Burns, EFL Goal of the Season for that outrageous Travella outside of the boot strike against Coventry. Leif Davis in Championship Team of the Year as well. And former Ipswich Town skipper Luke Chambers picking up a long service award to the EFL, the Sir Tom Finney Award. Had a chance to speak to Kieran McKenna, Chief Executive Mark Ashton, and the aforementioned Luke Chambers. Sadly, neither Leif nor Wes were in attendance. The Ipswich players have been given a little bit of well-deserved time off following a busy schedule to get themselves ready for this exciting promotion run-in. So I will hand you over to the interviews on the night that were recorded. Hope the background noise isn't too loud. And enjoy. Hey, Kieran. Congratulations on the award tonight. I know you'll be the first to say that this is for many more people than yourself, but on a personal level, on an individual level, it must give you an immense amount of pride.
No, of course it does. Look, it's early in my managerial career, but I think people know it's a lot of years of hard work to get to that point. And being manager of this football club is something that gives me great pride every day. But for the football club and the team to have done so well and to be recognised in this way, it's of course a sense of great pride. So yeah, a nice moment. Again, a reflection of so many people, but of course individually and my journey and the work and so many people helped me get to this point. It's a nice reflection on all of that as well.
I'd have said to you this time last year when you just got pipped to it by Stephen Schumacher that you'd be back here collecting it 1 year on as a Championship manager. Would you believe me?
Not in terms of the context of where we're at, to be honest. I think, maybe you could have been standing here, as a newly promoted team to the Championship, how difficult the division is this year. I think it would have been a great achievement to be competitive in the division and to establish our style the way we had. If you'd have said we would have had the points that we had and be where we are in the division, I think that would have been probably above anyone's expectations. As you know very well, we don't focus too much on that. We just focused on coming into the league. We were confident we could make an impact. We were confident that the work that we'd put in place the season before would stand us in good stead, that our identity would travel well upwards in the division, how we worked would travel well upwards in the division, and we're really glad that that's proved to be the case so far.
Yeah, and you touched on it on your interview on stage about this being, for a number of people behind the scenes, you're the face, you're the leader, you're the main decision maker, but your coaching staff and many more behind them as well, I'm sure you want to give them a mention tonight.
No, for sure. I think I'm blessed with the coaching staff that I have with Martin and Charlie and Lee, who's joined me on the journey, and Rennie, of course, who joined Ipswich just before us, but has very much joined us, and all the backroom staff behind that as well. I'm very privileged with the people who are there supporting me to help the players get better every day, not just as professionals and the quality of their work, but really importantly their loyalty and their friendship and the way they've helped create the atmosphere that we have done within the training ground, and the way that spreads to other parts of the football club as well.
A few other nods for the club tonight. Wes, goal of the season. Leif in team of the year. Do you feel like you wanted more in that team of the year? Should there have been an Ipswich player up for player of the year, or is that in some ways, I remember speaking to Connor Chaplin a couple of weeks ago, a reflection of you being a proper team, that you spread the load around everybody, whether the goals total, I guess, kind of sums that up really, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think it sums it up pretty well with how many different goal scorers we've had this year. But goals, of course, are maybe the most important thing in football, but it's the way we spread the work and the team values and everything that we do. So no, we're very much about the group. We've got some fantastic footballers as well. Some of the individual performances have been on such a high level. The development of some of the players who've been with us over the last few years is, probably the bit that gives me the most pride, to see where they're at in their careers. But also, guys who've come in on loan, players who've joined this season, they've all had a big impact. So, we know we're a team. We know, that the team is more important than anything. But it's great to see Wes and Leif get their little bits of recognition tonight. But there's been so many others who have made fantastic individual contribution to that team's success.
A little mini break for you now. There's a debate as to whether that's a good or a bad thing. Leeds are going to play twice before your next in action, so you'll have probably a better idea of what's required going into those final three games. Do you think it's come at a good time? It's been a really hectic period, hasn't it, for the team and the players?
Yeah, I think, look, irrespective, we would have had a free week now before we played Coventry anyway, so I think that would have been the main thing after, you know, from international week onwards, with, we know, the travel that some of the players have, the games that they played in that break, for all the championship teams then, and you probably see it in the top of the division then, to come back then and play a Good Friday fixture when players weren't getting back from international to Wednesday or Thursday, and then to be two game weeks for 3 weeks in a row after that, that's been a big challenge. So irrespective, we would have had a full week now to prepare for Coventry, and I think that would have freshened the group up anyway. Of course, we have 2 weeks, which is a little bit unusual at this stage of the season, but it's about making the most of that. You know, it gives us a chance to have an extra couple of days recovery that we wouldn't have been able to have. It's going to give us longer in the training pitch. It gives us an opportunity to, as I've said, do some 11v11 next weekend and involve more of the squad in that. And of course, you know, we have some players coming back from injury as well, and it gives them a little bit of extra time. So we're going to use it to the best advantage, or to the best, you know, means that we can against Hull. We know on the flip side of that, you know, after Hull, we have to go, with the kick-off being moved to 8 o'clock Hull, we have to go to Coventry away less than 3 days later. So any advantage that you could say would be for Hull, you can maybe say that playing Coventry 3 days after that away from home is going to be really tough as well. So you can look at it any which way. Of course, however the game ends up, people will probably see that as, you know, the benefit and the detriment, but in reality, you know, you deal with the hand that you're dealt, especially in this division, and you play it as best you can.
Is it all psychological? Now we've seen some strange old results in the Premier League today and the Championship over the last few days. Is it more mental now at this stage, now the finishing line is in sight?
I think at this stage of the season, that certainly comes into it more. My honest opinion is I don't think it's been a big factor for us. I think, you know, if you take the last, you know, block of games, we've won a couple, drawn a couple, lost one, but they've been really, really tough games, playing Blackburn away, Southampton, and then having Norwich, Watford, Middlesbrough in the space of 7 days, the three, you know, playoff chasing teams, three teams being in the Premier League within the last couple of years. They're really tough games, so I've been happy with our performances in general, probably bar one of those games, and I think that, you know, our players are enjoying it. They're enjoying the running, they're enjoying the games, they're enjoying the competition. We don't feel that, and that's not trying to shy away from anything, we don't feel like there's pressure on us probably to the extent of the other teams. We know what the goal is, we're working with everything we can towards it, but I think we're enjoying the running. But yeah, I think every team is different in the context, and I think it's fair to say that at the end of the season, you know, keeping your composure and being really strong and tight from a mental point of view as a group, that's, you know, really important.
Well done on the award tonight.
Thank you very much.
Well deserved, and yeah, Best of luck for the couple of weeks ahead.
Thank
well
you
done.
Very much, Stuart.
Well
Thank
done.
You.
Cheers. Right, I'm joined here by Mark Ashton, who's got a very proud look on his face tonight. He's seen his manager pick up Championship Manager of the Year. Never in doubt, was it, Mark?
You know what, I'm just so proud of him. I'm proud of everyone concerned with the football club. It's been a huge effort over the last couple of years to try and get this incredible football club moving. And I said to Kieran tonight, I said, God, this seems a long time ago that he and I met when we talked about him first joining this football club. And he has just been incredible from day one. And I think today, you know, whatever happens at the end of the season, it's a great accolade for him and the football club for him to receive this award. So I'm absolutely delighted for him.
Yeah, and he's the first to say that it's about more than just him. He's the face, he's the leader, he's the manager, but it's the team behind the team that he's first to acknowledge.
Absolutely right. And that's typical Kieran. We keep talking about the team, everyone being in this together, and we'll all move this football club in the right direction as one, but ultimately he's the leader of that football department. He's the one who sets the tempo, he's the one who sets the standards, he's the one who drives it forward, he's the one who's in first, leaves last every single day, and he fully deserves that award.
You mentioned that first meeting with him. Now over the fullness of time, can you tell us a little bit more about that day and all the qualities that we've come to know and love from Kieran McKenna? Did you see them in that first meeting?
Yeah, I think I did. I think my instinct was really strong on his values, As I've said to you before, you know, I'd done my homework on the football side of him, his technical, tactical piece. There was literally no discussion on that because his pedigree was there for us to see very clearly. What I wanted to see, what was Kieran McKenna the man? What was his values? What was his worth ethic? How did he communicate? Could he lead? Could he bear the weight of Ipswich Town Football Club? You know, two former England managers, 30,000 people in League One, a former players association littered with internationals. Could he bear the weight of that? And I think every single day he has done this football club proud.
How are you feeling right now?
I'm delighted. I'm happy because I'm happy for everyone who works tirelessly in this football club every single day. As I've said to you before, we don't get it right all the time, but we have a way of working. We're passionate. We care about what we're trying to do. And we're trying to rebuild this football club for its local community and its supporters. And I think on Saturday again, you saw a fan base which was just incredible. So for everyone connecting with the football club tonight, I'm very, very proud.
2 weeks or so to go, a little break until the next game. Chance for everybody to settle down, keep their nerves internally, externally. How are you feeling as the chief exec who put so much into this off the pitch? Day to day,
it's not easy, but if it was easy then anyone would do it, and I think what makes it more difficult for me is I just genuinely care so much. I think anyone who sees me or is around me on a match day will know that I'm naturally anxious. I'm not anxious for Kieran or the team, I'm anxious for everyone connected with the football club, because we want to do them proud and we want to do this right and we want to do it well. But we've given ourselves a great opportunity, and one thing I think everyone knows is Kieran will have that squad, that staff, ready to compete, and we will take it to the limit.
Yeah, whatever happens, however this season finishes, you'll be proud, I'm sure, whether you get it over the line or not, but there's a massive opportunity here, isn't there?
There is, but I've said this before, the size of this football club, the uniqueness of this fan base, the uniqueness of the history and specialness of this football club, I can't do it on my own. Kieran can't do it on his own. We have to do it as one. The fans are going to play a huge part in this again in the last three games. I said it to you recently when we sat down. Every time I've asked this fan base to step up, they've stepped up. We are going to have to step up as one, because this is going to take one mighty effort to get across the line. But as one, we've got a great chance.
Well done to everyone involved with Ipswich Town tonight. Always great to see you, Mark.
Pleasure. And
I hope you can enjoy it as much as you can.
Thanks, my friend.
Joined here by Luke Chambers, who has picked up a very special award here tonight, the former Ipswich Town captain. Just shaking hands with Darren Ferguson on his way out. He's clutching the EFL award, the Tom Finney Award for outstanding contribution to the EFL. Luke, you weren't expecting that, were you?
No, not at all. When your phone rings in the middle of the afternoon, it's Mark Ashton, you're just like, right, I've got to take this. Kieran might want a new ball boy or something. So he just mentioned, obviously, you've been nominated for this award. I obviously read up on the award. I know Joby well, who won it 2 years ago. Bayo won it last year, and then I looked into obviously who had received it before and what it represents and what you're recognised for. And I just, yeah, do you know what? I've never really been one for like personal accolades. I just gave everything for the cause, sometimes to the detriment of myself and personal gain. So to be recognised at the end of something where I absolutely, no one could question my commitment, my dedication, my discipline, my honesty, my desire, my footballing ability at times, maybe. But that's by the by. Like, what this means for the sacrifices that I've made since I was 16 years old, and the highs and lows is just, yeah, that's something that's going to be in the record books now for a long time. And when it actually happens to you, it's nice, you know.
Yeah, you talk about the record books. I think some of the stats were read out on stage: 7th in the all-time appearance makers in the EFL, Northampton, Nottingham Forest, Ipswich Town, and Colchester. You could have gone for some higher numbers as well. Did it cross your mind to keep playing?
The way it was handled at Colchester after playing 100 games in 2 seasons, I felt that was enough for me to be have my career defined by individuals' decisions anymore. And I went out on my terms of playing every game, still feeling good in my body, and it just felt like the right time to just move on to something new, you know?
Yeah, how have you found it since hanging up your boots?
I truly I'm really in a good spot at the moment. I really carried a lot without probably even knowing it. You carry a lot of it with you. The disappointment, the winning, the losing, the drawing, the responsibility, the expectation. And so to not have that every weekend and just come and watch a football match and watch how well the boys are doing and how well the club's doing and how well it's run and what the facilities are there now, it's just fantastic for me. Obviously, my kids are based in Suffolk. I'm based in Suffolk, so it's only going to be good for me, my family and everyone around the area, and it just brings so many people together. So what I see now at the club is just absolutely fantastic.
Ipswich is home for you now, is it, forever? You've got your young family there?
It is, unless I make enough money to go and live in a hot country and sit on the beach forever, then yeah, for now, sunny Suffolk will do for me.
Yeah, and you've been on the table with the Ipswich Town guys tonight, Kieran McKenna, Mark Ashton. Any chance of you getting a little role in the club going forwards, do you think?
We'll see. Me and Mark have had quite a few chats over the last few months, and I never expect anything from the club. I was looked after very well when I played for the club. I gave everything to the club, but once that relationship ended, there's a lot happened between since me leaving and where the club is now. It's a totally different football club. But I said, and I always will say, if there's anything I can do with them or for them, alongside them, then absolutely, yeah. It's my home, it's my club. I would still to this day help in any way I can.
Yeah, Kieran McKenna's just being interviewed over your left shoulder there. He's just been named Championship Manager of the Season, and rightly so. What a job he's doing at Ipswich Town. What does it mean to you to see Ipswich Town taking off the way they have over the last 18 months or so?
Do you know what? To me, it means to me to see a man like Kieran, having met him quite a few times and chatted to him, knowing what he's about, to see him do well. He's an unbelievable human being. He knows how to look after people. He knows how to get his points across, the way he handles himself, the way he handles the responsibility of such an enormous football club like Ipswich Town and the institution that it is. Like, he's a credit for us as a football club, and he is Ipswich Town now.
Yeah.
And he needs to be kept at the club, carry out the plan that Mark's put it and everyone else has put in place, and long may the success continue.
They're going to do it? They're going to get it over the line?
Yeah, without a doubt.
Yeah.
Yep.
Back to you then. What's next for Luke Chambers? What are you up to now? I know you've got a few different things on the go. Back into football at some stage, coaching, or are you happy to have a little break from it for now?
I've got my own academy, which I've been running since the club decided to close the foundation at a time, so that's going really well. I enjoy working with the kids. I do a little bit of coaching for that every now and then, and every week, I suppose. I've got a building company that's going really well, working with a lot of good people, and obviously the clothing fashion brand that me and some friends have started up is going really, really well, and we're really enjoying the freedom that those things give me at the moment, because sacrificing every single weekend and every holiday and every Christmas since you're 16 years old is a lot to bear, and to go back into that straight away, it's not something I'm ready to do just yet.
Yeah, Scusi hasn't tried to tap you up for Berry, has he?
No, me and Scusi have worked together a long time. I think he's probably had enough of me.
Yeah, fair enough. Congratulations again tonight, Luke. Richly deserved, and keep hold of that tight, that award. Well done, mate.
Yeah, no, thanks.
Well done.